This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige.
Not mine.
And headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric.
Hey, Trader.
Well, it's never going to end.
She got
instead of Joe's, it's Trader Pages, right?
Okay. I love this. Matt got it.
Got it. Somebody said they were nervous for you.
I was nervous for me.
Then we got another blah ha 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 ha.
Blah.
See, that's I didn't mean to really hurt you that
way. Oh, listen, it's tough now. It's over.
She's trying to keep from getting got again.
I'm not, as are you.
You know, I was gotten so much not to.
Also, do I growl when I laugh? Was that written like? Is that something like a passive aggressive thing? Do I growl when I laugh?
Let me see. Kinda. Do you?
There's no growl.
No growl. You got to remember, I'm all-time quarterback here. I'm here to help whoever.
For me to, I apologize. I was kind of sadistic.
Fat boys
are Benny
Testaverde.
Because how many things have you done to me? Let's go back to the past year.
You asked for a couple of them.
Not that I've got a list, but, you know, I lost every single football game.
And that's my fault?
Yes.
I feel like you set her up to
you
lose.
Are definitely born a woman.
Well, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I never forget anything because I'm
a
Taurus.
Was you born that way?
I remember everything that
sis,
you did.
I know you're 11, but you're going to grow up to be a heartbreaker one day. That's the weirdest thing.
I know. That means he can't wait to get an OnlyFans.
That's so weird. And then you find out what cotillions and quinceañeras used to be, and it's like wacky, weird, man.
And the dad's friends start messaging you.
A skip in the matrix.
When you're like 20.
Yeah. Start texting.
Daddy, why is Doug sending me messages? It was probably horny.
Oh.
Why does he got a countdown to I turn 18 on his MySpace?
So if you're just horny, you're going to send someone messages.
What do you, dudes,
what do you want out of it? I just want to know.
Hey,
is it a one-off thing, or do you really?
He wants some, you know, some knickknacks.
So,
I might be able to do it twice in one day. So
okay.
A two-off.
Okay.
I'm going to start using an alias when I have
keep you in
sex with women.
In the lane. Stay in your lane.
By that, I mean a condom.
Behave.
The same guy sends the message that says, when you going to stop fooling with these younger boys? Start running with men.
You need a man who knows what he's doing. You need a man with a slow hand.
What is a slow hand?
It meant it was kind of limp, kind of.
That's what it was.
Wasn't really all there.
You might want it to go fast.
That's the one you stayed away from, the slow hand.
I have been told to slow down that I'm going too fast.
Yeah.
Like, you see my slow hand?
It's like
a distraction. While this one here is like already doing this.
Yes. Yeah. The other one knows what it's doing.
It's like idle hands.
Like both ways. Like
this hand, he's got to
you're all wrong.
He's got to hold it to wave at you.
You're wasting your time.
That's my slow hand.
Like Chris Elliott in Scary Movie 2.
Stop.
The strong hand is also the slow hand.
It's funny. I have a slow hand, and I'm looking for a woman with an easy touch. I'm looking for a woman who can spend some time.
Okay.
You don't know Conway.
I don't know Conway.
Hey, little Matt Man.
Hey, little Matt Man.
Swim across the river and come over to Conway's house.
That's, hey, did you notice this?
Some levels.
Beautiful hair, little Matt Man. You could have some, too.
Yeah. Oof. What is his real name, Leroy?
I forget what it was.
Leroy Twitty?
No, his name is based off of two cities, and it's not Twitty City, before you guess. It was like two cities that were nearby because he thought that his regular name was not wouldn't go. Harold Lloyd Jenkins.
Hello.
Hello.
Harry Jenkins.
That's where you Harry got that Jenkins, from. Harry man. Jenkins.
Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Harold Jenkins. Woo!
Hey, where's Conway?
Of course, Conway Twitty.
Relax, y'all. Still me.
Where's that gimmick Tweety Bird he uses?
Why did he get Twitty out of that too?
Because it's a town. I forget.
Twitty City.
Conway, Arkansas, or something.
Okay,
something
Georgia.
Else.
There's only one Conway, brother.
I want to look it up now to see where he pulled that from. Because it's who's you, this?
This I'm is
easily distracted.
Like this
is Niall Horan. It's called Slow Hands. I didn't have Conway.
I have this in my workout mix.
I don't want you in here starting to do reps.
I do like
while
this
hot dude music plays.
I do like this song.
Show me your Twitty.
Oh, here we go. Conway, Arkansas is right on that. Twitty, Texas. He chose the first name of two different cities that he knew.
I wonder if I drove through Twitty, Texas going.
If you went through, they changed the name to something similar.
Itty bitty.
Remove that W.
Is that how French Montana got his name?
No, I thought his name used to be a French dip from Arby's.
Might have been. Au jus. Could have been one of his buddies.
He's no MF or Jones, I'll tell you. That's the best gimmick name ever.
Hey, you want to do some news?
Sure, MF.
Okay. Well, we were talking about shoulder pads coming back. The big 80s style shoulder pants are back in style again. Shoulder pants. Suits, blazers, blouses with big old pads are hitting the runways. Why is that funny?
Women used to have to dress so stupid. Like, my mom used to have this one shirt, and she always got so many compliments. And, you know, as you get compliments, I'm going to go. That's my go-to. I like it. People like it. And it was like a sailor shirt. Uh-huh. Like, it had a little flap on the back. I'm so dirty.
Well, bathroom
had
flap.
A little flap on the back. And then on the front, it's like this big bow that was blue and satin, and she tied it. And it, like, if she had had on a little hat, she would look like a little sailor baby. Or a sailor mom, I guess. Sailor Moon. She'd be a sailor mom.
The little bow in the front is called a P-word bow. Did you know that?
No. Write it down.
What's the P-word?
Rhymes with a kitty cat.
I've never heard that
before.
Yeah.
I'm going to
Google it.
I can see what that bow looks like.
I would. Is that what jerk a knot in your tail means?
Yeah, if somebody says they're going to jerk a knot in your tail, do not let them put their hands on your shoulders.
Don't do it. Dude, when I Google what you just said, it leads me to intimate.com.
Put blouse in there.
Put what?
Blouse.
Wow.
Look.
If I wear one, will I get some or will I just... Oh, dude, you're absolutely right.
Thank you.
There it is. Hey, I didn't second guess you.
No.
I'm now on... AnnTaylor.com ordering a couple of these.
Yes.
The summer fashions are out.
And there is.
Dude, they really caught that on the website.
It is. That's what it is.
It's a pirate shirt.
So if I walked into like a Dillard's or somewhere like that and I said, sir, is there anything you're looking for? I'm like, yeah, wear your pussy bows.
Yes.
Really? I'm going to try it today. I'm going to get my GoPro.
But it sounds like something like a... You know, a woman of money would ask for, like, where are your pussy bow blouses?
And I'll tell you, the person who likes to wear those blouses with the bow like that.
Yeah, wearing with your Jolene jeans?
Melania Trump wears a lot of those blouses.
Oh.
With a bow.
Really? If I knew she had a shirt called a pussy bow.
I'd pick it up by her blouse.
I would have kept it. I would have had it in my closet the whole time.
So, man, that's wow. God, look at that. What a contribution you've been today, Paige.
Thank you.
Let's do that every day.
If Trump found that out, he would ask her like all the time, what is that shirt called again?
Oh, look, there she comes. What is that shirt? I forget. What is it?
Everybody look. It's the Pussy Bow shirt.
The Pussy Bow
blouse. We love the Pussy Bow blouse.
Big fan of the PB shirts.
We love
not the J, but the PB.
I wish I had one for myself. Big pussy bow blouse.
And it's the greatest. I mean, say what you want to. Do we have the most riveting conversations? Not maybe, but
a little fashion merchandising for you today.
The things we learn, like pussy bow blouses, and then the other thing that was really relevant this morning that we learned, that we looked up and we're like, oh wow, that's why that's called that. I now have forgotten what it was. But it was something.
So you would wear those really kind of blouses with a bow under those big shoulder pads that are popular now. The 80s are coming back. Dude, you notice that?
Yeah. I mean, that's everything. That's
last year was the 90s with Doc Martens. This year it's the
edibles,
80s.
Even. Like, they all look like 90s candy you'd buy at Spencer's. Like, everything's brightened.
I love it.
Like, remember, like, and this is a good nod to old California Gloria from earlier, but like the Cherry Coke cans from the 90s, they were so like gay looking, but it was the 90s, like checkerboard, pink, blue, all these wild colors, like it was a futuristic skating rink carpet.
Neon.
Yeah. Neon, I mean, it was just thing. Like bold and kind of silly looking, but again, the older you get, you like, don't throw away your clothes because they will be in fashion
back
again.
Back in the day, the higher the hair, closer to heaven for guys.
Right on the head.
For guys.
You know?
They had the big hair, not women.
Well, back in the 70s, they all had big hair, top and bottom.
Yeah.
Talking about on their fanny.
Top and bottom.
Oh, that's what it was. We learned that fanny in Britain means vagina, but over here it means butt.
Mm-hmm.
So watch your mouth when you go to London.
Basically, you're
Stone Man
sitting on the same thing, so it's about the same.
Have you ever accidentally sat on your fanny?
I'm sitting on my fannies, both of them, right now, basically.
Like, how many you got?
You know what I'm saying? About it.
You wild, Paige. You got that derriere hair.
I don't have any hair. I've been waxing.
Oh,
learning waxing.
She's got to practice on herself.
I do.
She waxes her hallway and then runs and slides down it.
Stop.
The floor.
I'm going to risky business the floor in my butt.
I did my arm yesterday.
Do I think we got the.
Or the day before.
Do you see the light?
It's the white light. That means it's from the White House.
It's been a while.
Hello?
I have signed anti-tariffs.
Signed anti-tariffs.
On the pussy bow blows.
What?
We will make our own pussy bow bloses.
He is not reading the teleprompter correctly.
Mr. President, it's blouse.
I would just put but next time, transcript writers, write bow like a man, like B-E-A-U. I bet he would read it correctly on the teleprompter.
He might have to. Like, whoever types that in for him.
But also,
it's a pretty blouse,
what did he call a blouse? A blows?
Blouse.
I think he did say blows. I think he's going to try it again here in a little bit.
All right, Paige, you could, if the white light goes off again, we do have to go right live to the White House.
That's incredible. I love that.
Because he pops in whenever he wants.
Well, as he should.
Do I have time for another one?
Unless he vetoes it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got a quick one.
All right, Kelly Clarkson.
Clarkson!
She almost said
Kelly,
it like high-pitched.
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson!
She wants to, according to this, and I don't know
the light song.
Source. Mm.
I have signed anti-tariffs. On the pussy bow shirt, we will make our own pussy bow shirts.
No, we will not.
Trump, we can't do the bow.
It's you're like a Canadian spelling color with a U. It's not right.
Ooh.
Not right. Glamour works, but not with color. Glamour.
Like anti-tariff. Wouldn't you just like not tariff it?
Pussy bow.
Didn't you write the joke, you goober? Dang it. Anything with any sound, I don't do it on this show.
Oh.
It is all this guy.
My goodness. She wants to leave her show basically because she wants
to. I'm going to have a movement later for my pussy bowels.
She wants to spend more time in the South and be with her kids. I don't blame her.
What's new, pussy bow shirt?
Wow.
Oh.
Is that when people thought she went to rehab? When she took her, Mabry, my mom was telling me about that. She took time off.
Yes, she did a lot of time.
She went away.
She's co-parenting with her ex-husband.
I don't know why she would want that job. That is, they say they tape two shows a day for weeks on end.
Dude, Jay Hud said they tape four in one day.
That's a lot.
Jennifer Hudson.
That's a lot in one day.
Oh, Huddy.
That's something you want to, like, you do for a little bit, make a lot of money, and just quit, right? Bye!
Remember,
that's what she says.
First, example A, the 28-hour shows. Again, for charity, wonderful. But God bless America. Talking to
sucked eggplant.
It's exhausting.
Big eggplants. But then also
huge
taping, like what you know, the game shows and talk shows. I mean, it's all fun while you're sitting there looking at it and watching or whatever. But if you got to like be on for that long, mm-mm. like no, that's why I hate 10 o'clock meetings. I'm like 10:30. I need 30 minutes to chill out. Plan all the fun stuff for the following day.
Oh boy!
All right, Paige. Again, if Hendrix, give me an award stat down here for Paige, right. Employee of the day. You'll probably
employee
lose
of the day.
You'll lose it at 10:01 when everyone
right.
else gets
That's
here.
Okay.
All right, well done. Well done. You get no credit for that, Fat Boy, but you will get the.
No, I will.
The yeah. retaliation
with a bow.
I'll credit
it's,
myself in
it's
the pod.
Bow, not bow, Trump.
Yeah, Bow Jackson. Good morning, everybody.
I don't know why you would say bow.
Pussy bow.
Why would you say bow? Why would you say
bow?
Surely he'd get it right, right?
Pussy bow shirt.
Yay!
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
Yes. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The best. The best. The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
Thank you. The Fat Boy just told me off there he doesn't like this is called a battle now because it's like a competition. And I, you know what? It's not a competition. We just call it the BDA. We
it really
co-present.
Is.
And we all get off on it and laugh and not get off on it, but laugh and have a good time. All right. Paige, you know, I misspoke earlier. I meant for you to toss a coin. She actually tossed a salad in here.
She really did.
Fat Boy laughed the entire time.
Mm.
No, she made a salad.
She likes berries on hers, you know.
And I will go first then. I won the toss and I will go first.
Yeah, you did win the toss.
Now Yay. It's to pick the order. I'm going to start with this one. Now I will start this by saying that this is probably a medical situation. Okay.
Oh no.
But she also could have been where that edible just kicked in.
Okay.
Or maybe, you know, you ever been drinking or whatever? Like, man, I've drank 6 shots. I don't feel nothing yet.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, right when it kicks in. Or.
Until you stand up.
She could have had a stroke. This is a news reporter across the street from the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles, KCBS in LA Channel 2. Listen to this.
Well, a very, very heavy heavy rotation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrace Chase and look for the bit, the head of the pit.
God what? Bless her. That sounds bad.
And I've Googled my little fingers off, and there's no tell of that lady having a stroke. So it could have just been one of those things where the wires get crossed.
What do you do if you're an anchor? Like you just kind of play with it?
I would bust out laughing.
It's like
when I say something funny, y'all bust out laughing, you know, mispronounce a word or blah, blah, blah. But you do it one more time.
Yeah.
Like, she was so committed to it. She's like, I'm not going to stop and take two or blah. We're going to continue with this. Now, I hope nothing's wrong with it, but I Googled.
It sounded like a stroke.
It's what it sounded like. You're absolutely right. And I've asked Fat Boy now to do something that made it hard. Not like that.
Well, a very, very heavy rotation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrace Chase and look for the head of the pit.
She's like, I'm passing this baton off to the other reporter.
What if the anchor the whole time is like,
that's all, folks.
I think the worst situation that I saw was where somebody was ill-prepared because the woman that was the anchor, they went through like a bad breakup.
Oh.
And they
were with each other?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And she set him up, and he looked like a big idiot, so there was a problem.
You don't eat crap, that saying, you know?
No. Uh-huh.
You don't do it.
Well, you grin when you do, though.
Which is, I would not.
What is that about? Let's get to that. It's maybe Rob Young knows that. Why is it called a blank eating grin? Why are you grinning after eating poop?
Why would
made
you?
Made no sense.
Matt, man.
I'd do it, and I'd be frowning. I'd have a crap-eating frown.
Not eating or sniffing the stuff.
Right. You keep your swings your way.
Wow. Yeah. I feel like Paige knows what I'm about to play next.
Oh, did she feed right into that?
Well, yeah. She mentioned the phrase bad breakup.
Oh.
That's what happened to our boy Juice Cuz right here.
Juice Cuz? Is he related to Juice World?
I don't know. If he is, tough times in the family. Apologize.
Word. Bless.
Word.
But also shout out Young Scooter. Rip.
Oh, God. I know.
We still can't deal with it. So Juice Cuz wrote a song, a breakup song, I guess. Really viral. I thought it was pretty funny. You might enjoy it. Feel free to use it if you break up with somebody today or tomorrow.
I hope your breath stays with a dookie smell. I hope soon as you get them done, bitch, you break every f***ing nail. I hope you wake up and realize you gotta tell. I hope when Jesus comes, you the only person that he send to hell. I hope your kids go to school and just fail. I hope you open a mailbox every day and that bitch ain't got no mail. I hope the plug serve you off a broke scale. I hope your house burned down and you can't find no hotel. I hope roaches crawl on you when you sleep. I hope you never have sex, but it still burn when your ass pee. I hope they steal your car and they sell it cheap. I hope you get a permanent black stain on the bottom of your feet. I hope somebody pours bleach on all your clothes. I hope you get COVID and can't never smell through your nose. I hope your best friend group chat get exposed. I hope your baby daddy beat you for cheating. You ain't even got no hoes. I hope the worst. I hope you're allergic to your shirt. I hope it's an off day for everybody and you the only one at work. I hope they see boo-boo crumbs when you twerk. I hope they show your close friends to everybody at your mama church. I hope everybody...
Oh,
that's called I Hope the Worst.
How do you know? What have you got if that's what you started with?
I love that.
God.
Breath
smell like dookie.
Boo-boo crumbs? What was that?
Poo-poo, I thought.
That's a good one. So I hope you open a mailbox and that bitch ain't got
no mail. God. Wow.
Juice Cuz.
God.
Poo-poo crumbs.
Man, I want to use that as a rejoin this week.
Was it poo-poo or boo-boo? I missed it.
Either way, it applies. It's boo-boo crumbs.
Boo-boo crumbs.
Cool. Okay.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Gosh.
I would just walk out. I think we got to win.
I'm fifth in the batting order after the Grand Slam was just hit.
Oh, my God.
We still got good ones.
Okay, let's go back to the news. This is from, I gaff a little bit.
I gaff a little.
The fires in California, you know, it all happened at once. People were trying to get out, out what was going on. Reporters were dispersed, and things like this happened on live television, KCAL in Burbank, California.
Are you? So the family with the poor little girl who was...
There's a fire happening right now.
Say that again?
Why is there a fire happening right now?
There are multiple fires that are taking place.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the news, though, you're supposed to know.
Well, I don't know how it started. We don't know how it started. There, you know,
I think
winds.
It's all the gay people in L.A.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
We got the
unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Okay.
All right.
Stop. He's like, okay, but she's like, you know, she's gay, right? Because she said it that way.
I don't know. She just said unacceptable. Unacceptable. And shooed him away.
Is that about all the gay people?
What's up, man? No, man. It's like, it's not Cheech Marin or anyone. It's like, what's up with you? She's like, we don't know. That's why we're here. Well, you're supposed to be the news. You tell me. Probably all the gay people in L.A., man.
You know what I loved? When you would do this on the radio back in the day, like, you know, the collective you'd prank a radio station. They'd always try to bully you by saying, oh, you're going to jail for that.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get in trouble. Like, I ain't getting in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
You are, you dummy.
Yeah. Yeah, because you were the one that aired it, you goober. All right. Still, Fat Boy, I mean, you've got the belt or the cup or trophy or whatever is here.
Let me do one more. It's not a song, but it's a compilation of old commercials from back in the day by one Mr. T. I believe Batman dressed as for Halloween 1 year as a young boy.
Just yes. Back in a time when you could.
This kind of brings you back to just positive messages on TV.
Yeah.
But the method of delivery might be a little scary when it's coming from Mr. T.
Right, because he calls you a fool 1 minute, and the next minute he's telling you to shut up, and the next minute he's like, don't do drugs, fool.
These are still applicable, so.
A little abrasive.
If you got kids, you better listen up right now. Here's some life lessons from Mr. T.
But listen up now. This is serious. When you're tempted to do something wrong, even if the reasons are good, think twice.
You catching my drift?
Yeah.
Control your weight. Don't let it control you. Eat smart, eat good, and you will be smart and look good. If a stranger offered you a toy, some candy, or a puppy, take off.
The bottom line is, we all have things that is very important to us that we don't want other people to touch. How would you feel if someone went through your stuff?
Woody was lucky this time, but don't you press your luck. If things start looking fuzzy and blurred, you get your eyes checked right away. Okay?
Okay.
Tell him to put your kids God. And get their eyes checked.
Don't take free candy or a puppy from a stranger. A puppy? I never knew those were used to abduct children.
If he offers you candy, take off.
Take
if
the puppy and run.
If
I
your
would.
Vision gets blurry, see a doctor. Like, I can't tell if they got roofied or if they're vision.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Was going live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say famous people born today, April the 3rd. Happy birthday or suck it,
man. Do we got birthdays like hell today?
Oh,
we never do
hell birthdays.
Nope. We even got a happy heavenly that we've mentioned a few times over the past couple weeks. Just off the air. But let's start with a lady who's been in the news a lot. She's starting to come around a lot more now.
The maker of Pussy Bows.
No. Former Nickelodeon. She was the face of Nickelodeon in the late 2000s.
Oh, no. It would be the other one. Dark hair.
Yeah.
She was a witch.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez.
Oh, no. They were Disney.
Oh.
Talking about Amanda Bynes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Ah. Yeah, Amanda Bynes.
Amanda Bynes. I've called your show several times.
She, whatever happened with her, like she was getting all sketchy and stuff on social media, and then it kind of just went away.
There were some, not allegations against her, but people were tying her to some situations that she wouldn't talk about publicly.
Like, she had a Diddy party?
No, but you remember that documentary that came out about the Nickelodeon kids that said they got abused?
Yeah,
like,
I didn't watch that.
They said she might have got some extra unwanted attention, if you know what I'm saying.
Yikes. By that same dude?
Yeah.
God bless, man.
Those are the allegations. That's where they hinted at.
Don't make it hard for regular, nice people. So.
And you got to think maybe something happened because she was a recluse for years.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially when it's a female, like, she feels as though she's less than. She don't want to come forward. I get it. Now I'm afraid I'll guess her age too high and it'll be worse.
I think you'll get this one.
I'll go exactly what Paige says.
28?
Oh, no way. She's like 40.
Close. 39 years old.
39 now.
Amanda Bynes. So we got some music for this fella.
She's the tide that binds.
This is not the Severance theme song, which has a cool little setup to it if you don't know what it is, what it's about. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. But I probably 30 Rock. No, Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec.
Yes.
Is Adam Scott's birthday.
Adam Scott from also Eastbound and Down season 2.
Do you know the setup of Severance? What it's about? The Apple's
I've
TV
heard
show?
All about, like White Lotus, I hear all about, and that show Ghosts, I hear all about, and I've not watched any of them.
It's a cool little setup to Severance. Is your work person doesn't know your non-work person. You're two different people at different points in your life.
There's no question. No question.
So the person at work doesn't know what the person outside of work does, even though you're the same person.
Not that what we like. We're not like bit characters or anything, but like because of what we do, we amplify. We just don't expect this if you
jack
see me in person. Like the same enthusiasm.
I'll try to hide from you, most likely.
I won't try as hard to be funny. I'm at work now. I'm trying hard.
Trying hard.
Failed miserably for 20 plus
Keep
years.
Trying.
I'm still trying hard.
He'll wear a fake beard, but a bigger one.
That's right.
Still know it's him.
I'll look like Moses. I'll be parting your Red Sea.
Oh, wow.
Not like that.
Wow.
No, it's a Bible joke. You wouldn't get it.
You're going to go with exactly what Paige says again for Adam Scott?
What'd you say, Paige?
Oh, I don't know. Oh,
okay. I'm going to go 47.
48.
Will Ferrell's younger brother and stepbrother is Adam Scott's 52.
Damn. I'm
years old today.
Not getting it.
We used to have a sales guy that looked just like him, except our sales guy had teeth like a beaver. You know.
90s con, they make a lot of money doing these.
Tori Spelling.
Nope.
All right, it's already been Ian Ziering's birthday. I do remember that because I told the story of meeting him at Stars and Cars the same time I met Roscoe P. Coltrane.
I would think she'd be the first female you would think of when it comes to 90210.
Well, okay, so that makes it easy then. Jenny Garth.
It is Jenny Garth's birthday.
I would not think of Carteris, and Doherty's dead.
I don't know how much it cost, but they just had a 90s con this past weekend, and you could take a cast photo with them. Brian Austin Green, Ian Ziering, Jason Priestley.
Dude.
I'd go to that.
All three girls.
That's so crazy you said that because I don't want to show my cards, but I got a BDA clip that I'm saving. Because you're back on watching 90210, right, Fat Boy?
Yeah, but that first season's really sluggish.
I got a clip that did not age very well at all.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's wild. Anyway, Jenny Garth.
Oh, no.
I think she is just fantastically beautiful. And,
she is pretty.
She really is.
Let's see. Big one?
Nope.
52.
53.
53 years old is correct.
Nailed it.
I want to say she was on there for every season, maybe.
Yeah. She always, like her and like Kate Hudson, like had that same kind of like, oh man, I wanted to bet them.
Both. Same time.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would have been the ultimate.
I knew you was a G. The one and only.
I remember you.
Sebastian Bach.
Yep. Yep.
Who was in town?
He does not like me as when a person.
Why?
The whole in town situation.
Are you playing the role of the listener right now? So I'll tell the story.
Was it the hotel room?
Yeah. Thing?
Okay.
We went and knocked on his door at like 6:30 in the morning because he was in town to play in Jesus Christ Superstar.
I was jealous that you got to go do that.
Yeah, but.
He would have let her in.
Yeah, I know. He came to the door butt freaking naked, wearing the bed sheet as a toga robe. And we were giving him some kind of gift, like a gift from Green. It was some kind of stupid stunt or whatever. He slammed that door as close to my face as it could hit without hitting me in the face.
He was
crazy.
He was sexy. I saw that.
Robert
show.
Goulet, though, had the best reaction to those things. He was freaking lividly pissed, but yet kept it together like a gentleman. It was wonderful. Rest in peace.
But every time I've interviewed him, he's always been super nice.
Robert Goulet, please.
Robert Goulet. No, answering the door looking like Animal House.
I will say that I hate Will Ferrell doing that, too. That's not good.
You didn't like that one?
I don't like that. you go first. You want to, Paige?
No, I want you to.
Okay, 58.
60.
Sebastian Bach is 57 years old today.
I've been one over on all these, or one below. Jan Hammer.
Nope.
Philip Michael Stubbs, or whatever his damn name is. Thomas?
This ain't Miami Vice.
Is it Eddie?
It's Donkey's birthday.
Eddie Murphy, baby.
Yeah. It's my birthday today.
Wow.
I love Donkey.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, Donkey. I'm a moron. Jan Hammer, Miami Vice. Good job on you.
You got to get the cop shows mixed up.
Axel F is the name of this song.
I was such a nerd. Like, I went and bought. You ever heard a name, Mike Post? He was the Jan Hammer. He was the guy that also did TV theme songs. And I bought his tape of TV theme songs as a child.
Probably some good ones. Like,
that was showing the seeds of this show right now. I was into instrumental music. You know, like, oh, this make a good rejoin from a radio show in 30 years. Eddie. 81. He was 20. Okay. 63.
64. Oh, Paige nailed it. 64 years old for Eddie Murphy. I got to skip a couple of these. David Hyde Pierce is 66 years old. You want to guess Alec Baldwin?
Suck it.
Ooh,
don't shoot me. You want to guess him, Paige? I mean, you get them all right. Might as well
Alec?
Get some
Alec. Not Billy. Not Stephen or Daniel.
Not James Baldwin either.
It was Daniel Baldwin in Homicide.
Not Baldwin, the great mechanic.
67?
God, he is 67 years old today. She nailed it.
Gosh.
We got to do this, guy.
Did you, like, pray for, like, the best performance ever on radio and get it granted today, Paige? Because you've never wished it before, apparently.
Before we get to this one, I'll say Tony Orlando. Happy 81st birthday.
How about Dawn? Dawn was two people, which was wild when you figured that out as a kid.
Dawns.
There were two black ladies, and one of them was on a TV show my daddy watched. I can't remember her name. One of the Dawns.
Dawn.
I don't remember. It don't matter.
It don't matter.
Wayne Newton. Donkey Shins himself.
He was, imagine you hear this on the radio for the first time. You're like, I bet she is so attractive. Listen to the voice on this woman. Well, her name is Wayne Newton, and it's a guy. You're gay.
How old was he, 17 when you did this?
I think so, yeah. His balls hadn't dropped yet.
I think you imagine you made up for that.
82 now.
Oh, gosh. I'll say 83.
She's on it.
Yeah, and I'm one below.
Yeah.
Every time.
83. Let's see if you get this last one before we get to
and
Happy
Heavenly. You can look at my screen page. I'm still looking up the history of pussy bow blouses. I'm not looking
I'm
up
sorry.
Birthdays.
What about the last chance to redeem yourself? Dr. Jane Goodall.
Oh, is she still alive?
Oh, yeah. You'd think she got mauled by a monkey or something.
Are you sure?
She's still alive, yeah.
Jane Goodall.
I swear Goodall. To, swear to whatever you believe in. She's alive. Donkey shit.
Even big, even birthday number?
Nope.
88.
90.
91 years old, Dr. Jane Goodall. Happy heavenly birthday, Marlon Brando. We talked about him yesterday, actually.
Uh-oh.
Would have been 101 years old today.
Google Marlon Brando and Richard Pryor confession. Google Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando confession and thank me later.
Also, it's a happy
unless you're fans of both of those, then you will hate me for telling you about this. Go ahead.
Happy heavenly birthday to Espera Oscar De Corti. You may know him as Iron Eyes Cody. Would have been 121 years old today.
Wow.
What a commercial.
And Lyle Alzado.
Ah.
Would have been 76.
Man, that was one that really got me as a kid. I still would dip anyway, but it was like.
Did he have cancer?
Yeah, and he was like big and bulky, and he shrank down real small, and he started wearing the Hulk Hogan kind of do-rag, you know, the ones that's acceptable for white people to wear, and he had that going, and it's real sunken in eyes.
Joe, I thought about you because I don't know if you're watching the documentary Celtic City on HBO. It's
no. Like
they're about to start talking about Lynn Bias.
I want
to.
Is it episodic?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Then,
no,
then
it's,
I will
it's
watch
great
it.
History, man.
I don't like binging, and I will. I mean, if it's good and it's right there, I'll blow the whole season.
I mean, I hate to give Bill Simmons credit for anything, but it's a great documentary.
Maybe not like a full week because I'll get bored. Like, all right,
yeah, me too.
That's three in a row. I'm going to divvy it up a little bit, but especially if it's all rainy, crappy, and nasty. Like, yeah, yeah, see?
I'm not going out.
Paige, again, even though the egg was all over my face and I felt like the biggest horse's ass, you did good.
The big horse's ass?
Again. I'm going to actually bring you real flowers tomorrow. Not like people say. I'm going to give you your flowers.
She can buy herself flowers.
I'm going to give you
that's flowers. Not nice.
I will send you flowers
for
a mystery man and hope you forget by tomorrow that I said that.
Talk
and
to
I'd like you,
hours.
If you want to apologize to me for that, I'd like
I
you to wear
very,
a pussy bow blouse tomorrow.
Very. Oh, I may.
Yeah,
I have one. I'll wear a blue one.
I'll tie it in a knot for you.
Okay. I have a blue one.
Knot.
Very
all
pretty.
Right.
Fat Boy, tomorrow's the FOF line. Do you have a glimmer, a little taste of what we might hear tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, this angry guy right here.
And I asked these stupid sons of mother whores why they gave away my tables. And they say, because somebody has to be with the table at all times. You can't leave the table. And I'm like, what the f***, you stupid sons of bitches? Did you want me to sh** my pants?
Actually, yes.
I don't know what the bleep is, though.
Is it a restaurant?
Shoot.
Steal his pants.
Yeah, that was it.
Remove his pants?
It was definitely shoot.
Text in your guest to 1-800-774-0093. Kids, get your parents' permission to type in the S word.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say thank you to you listening. We appreciate it. You can text the word podcast to that number, 1-800-774-0093. We'll send you a link to today's and the most recent ones as well. Get us up off page 3. I want to get page 2 at least. I realize we'll never get page 1, but I want page 2 at least.
Hook it up.
You got to set your goals small and get there. You know, we started out page 13, and there was only 12 podcasts when we started, but we're still on page 13. All right? Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. Paige, you nailed it. God bless America. It's good.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. Riseguys.com.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.